Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 129 of the 8-Bit Geek. It's the only podcast that can last for more than 34 seconds with Ronda Rousey. My name is Jeremy. With me are two men who need no introduction, so fuck them. Right?
That hurts. Just mean words.
So angry.
No, I'm not going to introduce myself. Apparently, I don't need it.
No, it's, yeah. I'm a little jacked up over the MMA fight over the weekend. It's nothing.
A little jacked up, bro.
A little jacked up.
I hit the gym for the first time in 18 years.
Do you even lift, bro?
I do now.
Oh yeah, how much do you lift?
Snickers bars. Snicker, get it? It's candy. It's because you put it in your mouth and eat it, and it's fattening.
Ridiculous.
Can we add crickets?
Yeah, where's the cricket sound effect?
Where's the crickets? There's hey, the for my using, own sound effects.
You know, if you're using Audition, you can start like dropping shit in like that now. You've got like multi-track recording, man. You're like fucking professionals up in here.
Here we go.
Given this, I want to apologize to anyone listening. Usually we use Audacity, but for this week I installed Windows 10 and it caused a whole bunch of things to mess up with my audio. So we're using Audition, and the problem is Audition really picks up on everything. So if you hear us swallow, and if you hear our stomachs growl, and be mature, we apologize.
Okay. We apologize every week for something, so I guess this is the apology of the week.
This
it
week
goes along with missed connections.
Yeah, this week you're going to hear all the disgusting noises that we make while we record that normally don't
make
it.
I make a lot.
Yeah.
I make a lot of disgusting noises. That was not me this time.
That's it was.
Mine are way more boisterous.
So if you like our noises, if you like us being disgusting boys, okay, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can definitely follow us and subscribe to us on Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. That's on Twitter, the Facebook, and we're on. What's that other one called? What's the live one?
Audio Boom.
No, Periscope.
Periscope. Yep. Periscope.
Audio Boom.
Yeah, we haven't periscoped in a while. You want a periscope in the show?
You do it because I got too many technical bullshit going on over here with the computer. I don't want to mess anyone's mojo up.
All right. I'm gonna fuck this periscope up so bad.
So now we've lost Doug for the next 10 minutes.
Yep.
Hold on. I got to get logged in first.
So while Doug's doing that, I think it's not in our notes, but I think we should pay our respects to a man from the intro. We lost Mr. Rowdy Piper over the weekend.
He's the one who kicks and bubbles and breaks.
Dude, he never had a pack of bubblegum on him. He just kicked ass. That's all he did.
That's right.
He was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up. Hell, he was still one of my favorite wrestlers. One of the best bad guys in the WWE. One of the best guys who never took shit from anybody. And from what I hear, I never got to meet the man, but from what I hear, he was one of the nicest people outside of the ring and just one of the most sincere people. So, Rowdy Piper, man. Rest in peace, brother.
For real. You and Jim Duggan... You look down on us.
Jim Duggan's right, so still started, alive.
What's that?
I just started
Jim Duggan's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Hey, what's up, guys? We're recording our show live right now. My other two friends, the co-hosts, are over here.
Hi, Periscope.
They just said hi.
Oh.
I'm saying hi.
Someone just said balls. Oh.
Balls.
That would be my wife.
Okay, so show your balls.
Oh, does she want
to
see our balls?
I'm going to show you guys my balls, so...
Thank you.
As per Katie.
I'm not going to. So we're just recording live. We're just doing episode 129 of the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Stitcher and all those places.
The people listening
Audio
to the
Boom,
podcast
Facebook,
are like,
Twitter, at the
do we have
Geek.
To hear a second intro?
I have to do it for the show, for the Periscope. They're like, you have to do this again. We just said it on our recording while we were recording.
Now Periscope wants again. A show. We give Periscope a
Periscope
show. Oh, they can't
a show.
Hear us.
Yeah, Periscope. Yeah, they can't hear it. Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess it's all, we're just recording our show right now.
Follow us and stuff and bye-byes.
Yeah, stop talking because you're interrupting me in my head, but they can't hear you, so it probably sounds really fucking stupid.
It's messing him up.
Stop talking.
Okay, so every week we like to talk to one of our friends in a show we like to call Miss Connections.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Okay, so Doug, I know that you're close with Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I figured this was a great Misconnections. It's I really feel like he's going to give it from the heart this time and not like a really nasty kind of, I think he's going to be like, yeah, this is like a love letter. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know Sean as well as you do, but maybe I don't know. But he even signed it differently, if you see at the bottom. So, crazy.
Sean's turning over a new leaf.
He sure as fuck did. Look at that. That's funny. Holy shit, Sean.
So, anyways, do you can you get him or can you? Where is he? Is he?
He just got back from going to the restroom. Well, I was out periscoping. He had to leave. He didn't want his mug on the internet.
Mm.
His voice is fine, but his face is a no-no.
So maybe that's why he's doing so many misconnections.
Yeah. Let me grab him real quick. Hello, fellas.
Oh.
Hey.
There you are.
How's it going, brother?
Yeah, it's been like a week. You know, whatever.
I wish that we would talk more.
Well, you have my phone number, so...
I know, but you never answer. Yeah, and you change it every week.
I just got a bunch of burner phones, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have our number.
You so hit it, and then you quit it, and so she never texts you for a second date.
She?
He?
She, Sean?
Are you sure?
He, you know, depends on the week.
So what do you got for us this week?
This one's coming straight out of Boston.
Straight out of Compton.
Boston, Massachusetts. That's a really hard word for me to say.
It really is.
What is that
Sounds
again?
Sounds like it.
I'm not even going to say it again. So this is at Boston Comic Con. That was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool people there. So this one goes out to Katie, the dancing queen at the Boston Comic Con cosplay Harbor Cruise.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is at the Boston Harbor.
Nice.
In what state?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, huh?
Mass of two shits.
I give two shits about... Never mind.
So, this is my missed connection. For Katie.
Oh, wait. Guys.
There it is. This past Saturday during the Comic-Con cosplay Harbor Cruise.
That's a mouthful.
There's, yeah. Well, is it? There was one girl that stood out to me all night. She wasn't wearing any crazy costume or anything like that. First thing I noticed she had was a Nightwing necklace. Turns out she's a big Robin fan.
Hmm.
She was such a free spirit, dancing barefoot without a care in the world. Her energy was contagious, and you couldn't help but want to jump in the dance floor and join her. After the dance, I only managed to get your name, Katie, and made some small talk. I was hoping you would be at the after party at Lou Boston. Wow, Boston.
Ooh, wow. Laugh, wow, Boston?
So that I can finally talk with you and get to know more about you, but you were a no-show.
Aww.
Your presence there was greatly needed because hardly anyone danced. Ever since that night, I can't stop thinking about you. Then I spent a good part of Sunday hoping to run into you at Comic-Con to exchange Facebook and possibly meet up for drinks, food, and just more dancing.
This guy loves
Now, when I listen to Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon, I can't help but think of you. S.
Yours truly, S.
Yours truly, S.
Shorten it for the kids.
You really love to dance, don't you, Sean?
Dude, I can't stop dancing. Hmm. It's what I actually do for a living. Sean Pennis, professional dancer.
Oh my God, we gotta make a t-shirt. We gotta make a t-shirt.
Oh, please.
So let me get this straight. So when you hear this.
Shut up and dance.
Let's talk some fucking news.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
I could look at this picture for hours.
Well, here we go.
She is.
Thank you. I'll take that
so
as a compliment.
Damn. Sexy. Ronda
Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's rousing my pants as we speak. We go. So she, of course, beat Bethy Carrera. Well, no one cares what her name is, but
bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch Carrera.
In 34 seconds, and now she's getting a autobiography movie.
Apparently, based on her, I guess.
But she's gonna star in it as well.
Yeah, as herself, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's young enough. Why not?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So is he going to end with her knocking her out in 34 seconds? Is that like the end point where it's like, yo, your dad's insane and you're not mentally stable and all this other smack talk. And then like, bitch,
you know what she said? I'm sure everybody already knows this. But during the little face thing where she was yelling at her at the weigh-in, she was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. And then when she got knocked out, she Ronda went over to her, don't cry.
Yeah, just kind of over the shoulder back at her when she like hit the floor and stuff. She was like, don't cry. Like, just so, like the look on her face, just don't
she
cry.
She is such a beast.
Hey, I'm not huge in the UFC, man, but I caught that and it was hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Like, and it was funny because Debbie was like, oh, I'll catch it. You know, it's probably going to go on for a while. I'm like, no, stand here. It's going to be like less than a minute and go figure. As soon as she just swung at her, and it turned into, which is from what I hear, it's not her normal fighting style. She's more of a grappler and like jujitsu. So
she went striker,
like, world
striker
star on that ass. Just,
I mean, literally was like you, like because the whole reason she's like don't cry is because she was again talking shit about like family stuff to her, like literally like your dad's insane or whatever, was insane.
Her dad committed suicide, and so she was like, I'm gonna make you commit suicide after this match.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was really fucked up. Yeah. So she was like, just all the smack talk again, like, you know, your dad, you're unstable, your dad's unstable, your dad committed suicide, you know, fuck you, bitch, don't cry, don't cry. And then knocked the fuck out. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we can.
From her sins.
We can look forward to a movie based on. I'm going to see that shit.
They didn't even shake hands afterwards. Like, that chick just walked away.
I hope there's a shower scene.
Christ.
What, guys? God, what are you like dicks?
Well, not particularly.
Anyways.
Depends on the week.
Sean's back.
Oh, Jay, Sean.
Here, Sean.
He was listening to the show, huh?
Jesus Christ. Hey, actually, speaking of, like, I mean, this is also UFC and not. Yeah, no. speaking of dick and UFC or whatever.
You guys want to make a show? Like new fighting series?
No, I was literally going to ask if you guys... Like, I have some friends who are interested in making a wrestling podcast.
No, I was...
I know, but I'm literally bringing this up to you. I meant to talk about a pre-show, but is that something you guys would be interested in doing, adding to our little network of shows? Is actually having like Kev, like a WWE...
Kev, we can't do it because we'd lose Kev completely.
He'd be like, here's the thing with me, like I'm listening to one already. I mean, I can advertise it if you want, but I mean, I just listen to one.
No, he's asking if you want to do one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I mean, we could put our own twist on it. I mean,
exactly. I just like my buddy Ross, who listens to the show and stuff. Like he's the one who's like every time you start talking about WWE and stuff, he's like, that's what he's like, fuck yeah, wrestling. Like I'm gonna talk more about that.
His pants come off.
So he was like, the tabletop gaming podcast that we talked about a couple months ago and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And he was like, if that never happens, can we do a wrestling one instead? And I was like, oh, I'll ask them if they think there's a market for that. So listeners, also, if you think that's something you'd like to hear from us, like another show that would be about wrestling, let us know and we'll fucking make it happen.
We've got so many shows in the tube that we're waiting to launch. Yeah. So many.
There's a awesome. Ton. And hey, if you haven't listened, you can go to Audio Boom right now and listen to episode 128 and a half.
Yeah.
So last week when we stopped the show, we actually kept talking and we couldn't stop. And so we recorded like another 45 minutes of show. So go check it out.
Yeah, it's kind of sexy.
Yeah, we had some fun. Good talks.
It was a good night.
It was. It was a good night with some good friends.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Totally.
I love you guys.
Well, that sounded so sarcastic, Kev.
Like, I did that on purpose. I just wanted to see how... Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, totally. I really enjoyed talking to you guys for another hour after we stopped.
I kept trying to hit the click button to go away.
If you listen to the show, you can constantly hear Kevin go, okay, well, I've got to go now. Okay, guys, but I got to go now.
After 30 minutes of the show. Hey, guys, can we speed this up? Or
are we done yet?
Can
we?
I probably had to drop a deuce. I don't know. I do that a lot.
I got to go. Drop a deuce, and then I'm going to stream it. So
stream dropping the deuce? I don't do that. That's not the kind of websites I'm into.
Well, we don't presume to know what you're into. I mean, we're just saying what we've seen. Truth bomb. Truth bomb. Anyways, Ron Perlman is trying to make Hellboy 3. Or is he?
Yes.
He's been trying for a while.
Yeah, there was a quote out that said, let me make the record clear. Because he's been ramping up at the Comic Cons lately, and he's been talking about, hey, let's get it made. And he's like, make it happen, fans. But then he said, I don't want to do Hellboy 3. It's a pain in the ass to put the makeup on and take it off, but I feel like we're obligated to finish the story. That's it. End of conversation. But they can't get funding anywhere. It's already been passed on by like two studios.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And especially when like superhero comic book movies are so in, like more than they were like 10 years ago when these movies came out.
Yeah, it's really strange. And plus these things were, I thought, big hits, weren't they? People enjoyed them, didn't they?
Did you guys
enjoy them?
I did.
Kevin?
I mean, from what honestly, I didn't even see the second one, so I don't know if I can.
What's wrong with you?
Why are you on this show?
I gotta go, guys. I'll talk to you.
Opening cast.
I gotta go drop a deuce
third...
and stream it.
I'm gonna get a Periscope. A big gig Periscope. I would drop this deuce.
And that's how I quit. drop a shit on your show and then go.
Oh.
Don't do that, Kev. Let's see. Pez Candy is planning on making a movie, and we have officially ran out of ideas.
They're really going on the Lego thing there.
Sony Pictures is already making a emoji movie, and now they're making a Pez, not Sony, but this company called Envision Media Arts is developing the Pez movie. What the fuck?
But how?
The thing I wonder about that is, well, they're going to have to get a lot of licensing because Pez is pretty much made after popular characters. Yeah. What the hell are they going to do?
Well, the dispenser, but the candy itself is just a piece of like chalk sugar.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? Like a shitty fucking Gumby version of the movie? Like
no
little
idea.
Pez, little
It's
got to
be the
around.
Pez heads, right? It's got to be based on that.
Well, even the article goes on to say the only thing that might make this interesting if Pez is able to use the endless array of pop culture characters who have been turned into Pez dispensers.
Exactly.
Not unlike how the Lego movie had an arsenal of franchises to utilize in their
no
big
one
game
gives
endeavor.
A fuck about that.
Yeah, fuck this movie, but watch it be like the Lego movie and like be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, for speaking
Everything
of
is Pez-y.
Speaking of the Lego
is chalky.
Stop it. You're giving them ideas.
Yeah, they're listening right now and writing.
Yeah. They're like, dude, they were right about Jurassic Park 4. Never gonna let it go.
As you shouldn't. Alright, so every week we like to count down the top five in the box office, and coming in at number five is Pixels, making $10.4 million for a total of $45 million in its second week. Already in fifth
position.
That shouldn't
make that much.
Number four is Minions, making 12.2 in its fourth week for a total of $287 million. Number three is The Ant-Man, making $12.62 million for a total of $132 million.
Made its money back. What?
And Vacation comes in at number two, making $14.85 million in its first week. And no one's joining in.
No, you're alone on this one.
I'm Tom Cruise. I made another movie. That's the theme song, right?
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation pulled in $56 million in its first week. And very interesting. Everyone is saying they love the movie. It's really great. And as a side note, even though Jurassic World came in 10th place, making $3.8 million, it has now moved into third place in the all-time movie-making cash flow list. So that's big.
It's pretty impressive that it's still in the top 10. Like, how many weeks after it came out?
Eight weeks.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For real, though.
Kevin, you went to go see it, right?
Still have not seen that movie.
Why?
Because I'm waiting on Debbie here now. I just resolved something.
Did you resolve his? Yeah, you did. Fuck your notes.
Consider
bitch.
It resolved. Just helping out. Just doing my part.
That's amazing.
Sorry, man. We gotta stop making Kevin the butt of every joke here.
I know.
Not the butt of every joke.
Just today.
I have ways of weaseling my way out of it.
What?
I have ways of weaseling out of these jokes.
Oh, like resolving your shit.
Yeah, exactly. You'll think twice about cracking some jokes now.
All right, I'm sorry.
Start deleting words.
Yeah, I'm going to start reading the titles. You should, because that's all you just read.
Today we're talking about the Oculus. And then Jeremy makes like fucking the Anchorman and just go fuck yourself, San Diego.
It'd be like this if I read the next one. Microsoft's reach its developers.
A year. wait a second. I know that's not what the title was.
Okay, so Microsoft Halo Lens headset will reach developers within a year is the headline. And I know Doug thought this when we talked last. I think you were hoping that it was coming soon, well, and like it looked no, like it was well, working.
I think we kept saying like, what, how soon is this? Because obviously they were using it at E3 this year, so it was like, I didn't think it was going to be to us anytime soon. I think there was talks, I think, at one point about how they were like, oh yeah, our brand of whatever will be out like this year or something. And I think I was like, oh, that's cool. I wonder if it's the HoloLens or if it's just what we saw, the Oculus Rift thing that mm-hmm. they look, you can stream your games to it on a wall
within a VR wall within your house, another house.
Everyone has one of those.
Like, this one kind of makes sense for the wall thing, because again, if you look at the headset in this picture, it's, you can actually see out of it, like glasses. Mm-hmm. So if you are like playing like just on a flat surface in your house, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I want to see, like, I have a giant white wall right there. I'm just going to play on this, like, high, you know, it looks like a high def TV, but it's just your wall that only you can see.
People would
your parents are going to walk into the room and be like, what the fuck is
yeah,
he doing?
Like, they
the
would
wall?
They would think that you were fucking insane. Like, they'd be like,
well, hey. If they saw the glasses, surely they would know.
Well, would they? They look like they're just normal, like, what the fuck is he doing? And then you're screaming at, if you're playing multiplayer, get the fuck down!
Like, you got headphones on and those glasses on, you're just like,
yeah, and then you're screaming, and then your parents are like, what the fuck?
They're like, Mike, you got a problem. I was like, I don't got a problem. I just want a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give me a Pepsi. And I wanted a Pepsi. Come on, suicidal tendencies, anyone? Screw you. Staring at the walls. I fucking hate you guys. Let's delete gaming news. Let's see.
Listen,
something happened here.
I just wish that I
just deleted the whole thing.
I had a wish that you guys would know what it feels like to be me on this on this podcast, and now Kevin does.
Nobody knows what it's like to be the bad guy.
To be the fry guy. When you're making... okay, so the business of esports is pretty big, I guess. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And
did you guys watch... You guys didn't see that ARC tournament this weekend, did you?
No.
There was an ARC tournament?
Oh my gosh. They introduced a new... Or they're introducing a new game type on the 11th, I think, called Survival of the Fittest. Mm-hmm. And it's literally like the fucking Hunger Games. So they had all these streamers. They had 70 streamers all in this competition this weekend with a $20,000 win. Like that's...
Whoa.
Yeah. $10,000 for second, $5,000 for third. All the streamers got $100 gift cards to Steam. And... Literally, they dropped him into this map in a giant circle when the center was supplies. And then they were like, got 5 hours, go. And as the game went on, the map, like the border on the map got tighter and tighter. And there was things that they could do to the players to fuck them up or draw them out. So there would be like trackers above them so everyone could see where you were. Like everybody at the same time. Or they would drop T-Rexes on people and raptors and shit. It would just be like a carno drop. And all of a sudden, all these like dinos would just start falling from the sky. And attacking
That's
you.
Awesome.
It was amazing. I did not think we would watch it this weekend. Like, all of it. Like, it was one of those, oh, I wonder how this is going. And, like, 5 hours later, Katie and I were both just like, what the fuck? This is amazing. It was the coolest thing. I was really impressed. I think it was, like, the first, like, esports thing I've ever watched. And it was on Twitch. And it was, dude, it was
Can you rewatch it? Because I want to watch that now.
Yeah, man. And you can watch, like, obviously all these different streamers have it on their channel. But they also had Twitch... Like, they had, like, their Survive the ARC challenge, or I forget what exactly the channel name was. But, yeah, you can go back and watch it the whole five That's hours. Awesome. And what they did is that in that new game type, the mods actually have a way to fly around the map, essentially. Kind mm-hmm. of a spectator mode. So they can, like, choose what player they want to follow, or they can literally just fly the camera around the map. So they were flying all over the place watching these people survive and fight dinosaurs and fight each other. It was so cool. Yeah, there were moments of downtime, because, again, 5 hours, huge map, 70 people. But, dude, at the end, it got fucking insane. It was nuts. That's
now, awesome. Was there anyone doing commentary over that, like, on the main show?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, two guys. There was a developer of ARC and then someone from Twitch.
Oh, okay.
We're doing, like, the announcers over that. And then, like, I spent most of the time watching people that I follow on Twitch, like Kiwo and Chow and Mr. Moon and Shrooms are all these streamers that I follow. They were all a part of it.
Nice.
And so I was jumping back and forth between their channels, and then, like, as one would die, I would go pretty much to the next. Dude, it was insane. It ended just amazingly. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, like, back to that guy at ESPN can go fuck himself, Colin Cowherd, you piece of shit.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, because he's like, this will never be a thing, blah, blah, blah. Well, in 2011, just to give you some perspective, the Super Bowl had 111 million viewers, right? The NBA Finals had 17 million viewers, and they call it it's the LOL Championships, which is the gaming, had...
Yeah, League of Legends.
League of Legends, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what LOL stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh out loud competition.
I don't play it, so please don't hurt me, guys and listeners. All right, so it had 1.6 million viewers in 2011, right?
Okay.
Jump all the way to 2014. Of course, the Super Bowl still had 111 million. The NBA still had 15.5 million. And the League of Legends Championship, 27 million viewers.
Yeah.
And the payouts, this is what's pretty cool. The payouts in the most recent championships, Daytona 500 pays out 18 million. The Dota 2 Championships, 11 million. Wow. And that beats the Masters at $10 million, and then League of Legends pays out $2.1 million, beating out Tour de France. And so this thing is getting huge.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, it is huge, big business. Now there is one thing that, you know, ticket sales are still, you know, it's still not amazing. You know, revenue is at $143 million total. And ticket sales are only at 4.5 million. Merchandise is at like 11 million, but it's still growing. And this article from Engadget says it takes about 50 years for a game to become a sport. And this, I think, is growing at a rapid pace.
Yeah. I'd agree.
So
pretty
cool.
It's huge in Korea. I mean, they'd fill arenas back even in the StarCraft days.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's America's kind of lagging behind on this. But, I mean, better late than never.
Well, they just announced.
This has been going on in other countries. It's like, basically, you could be a rock star for just being really good at StarCraft or League of Legends.
This is like soccer all over again.
Yeah.
Well, they just
announced.
It ain't
never going to be a sport here. And then, like, I think the Women's World Cup final had more viewers than the NBA finals.
Good.
And shit. So. But yeah, they're kind of the same thing. Just sort of it's like, at some point, America will get on track with the rest of the world and realize that, holy shit, people can make money off this stuff and be good at it.
Yeah.
Well, they're building the first esports stadium in America as well. I forgot where it is, but hold on, let me look it up. I'll Google it.
Yeah, and there's other games like that too. Now, Hearthstone, I had a couple friends that were in tournaments last week, and yeah, they're having a huge Hearthstone tournament coming up. So, I mean, that's big. There's also Smite. Smite has huge tournaments as well, like toward the end of the year. And they've got this pool of money to where, you know, basically with Smite, you can buy items, and the items go into a pool. And so the more stuff that people buy, the bigger the pool is going to be for the seasoned veterans that go into the championships. So it's really cool, and it's, you know, it's amazing. They have full-on commentators. So were you able to find that stadium?
Yeah, it's in Columbus, Ohio, and it is a 14,000 square feet venue, and it is pretty big. It's got tons of competitions and playoffs and all this other stuff. So
that's nice. Cool. Yeah, man.
It's even got
crazy.
Hey guys, it's pretty official because it's even got an announcer's booth. So,
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, big time.
No, I didn't. Again, I didn't think I was going to enjoy like watching that art competition, but 5 hours later, we watched the entire thing. It was great. I love it. I want more of it.
Well, you can definitely do some more competition. When the new Battlefield comes out in 2016.
Yep. Or
you could just play Battlefront.
Battlefront Esports.
But they have some pretty cool stuff with Battlefront coming out. It's called Blast, and that's their team deathmatch mode. And
which
that's,
I think they just called it that because that's what everyone's going to be having.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Where's the ching ching
boom boom
ba-doom, boom boom. So, and it's okay. So 100 kills or the time limit. So that, and in order to win, I'm probably gonna spend most of my time in team deathmatch because that's my favorite mode. I think it was very smart for them to add it because, as much as I like, kind of doing the whole run to position A and flip a switch and blah blah blah, I really just want to shoot a stormtrooper in the face.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you guys getting it on PC or PS4?
PC.
Well, yeah, Doug's getting it on PS4.
Wait, what?
Put it on the card, Doug. Put it on the card.
Put it on the card. We talked about this last week.
Hashtag give me the mabs. I'm still using that, by the way.
Oh, I know. I saw it on your stream and I started laughing.
Oh my God, that made me laugh so hard. Oh my God. I was like, just looking, I was like, hey. Did anyone give you those abs?
Yeah, did anyone give you the abs?
Ryan gave me a few of them abs.
Hey, he's going to see you next week.
Jeremy gave me abs.
He's going to see you next week, right?
No, Labor Day weekend.
Next month.
Next month. September.
Next month.
Was he going down or are you going up?
Oh. He's going down here. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Yeah. Ryan's like, I hate you all.
No, well, he made a suggestion, and I told him, listen, just whisper in your ear as you're sleeping, Jeremy loves us. And then when you wake up, I would be in the bed next to you.
That's not really...
So I thought that'd be like a big ha-ha, funny. Obviously, I'd need your credit card in order
ha-ha,
to...
Ha-ha, funny, my wiener's inside you. Ha-ha, it's a joke.
This is such a joke. I got you so
We're
bad.
We're not talking about Bill Cosby right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boop, I'm going to put it where you poop.
This is such a terrible... The name of this episode is just pass.
Yes.
Just pass.
Just ignore this one.
Ignore.
Just
this
pass it. There's no good news.
This is just a train wreck of a
skip
show.
Skip this episode.
Yeah. Skip this episode.
That's the name of it for sure. This is a trial run for next week's show.
Yeah. God, we're horrible people.
Hey, man, not every week can be a winner.
That's very true. But what can be a winner is us playing Mafia, because I fucking love that series, and Mafia 3 is coming out, and by the time that you listen to this show, you will have one day to wait until until the trailer. Yes!
Or it could already be out depending on the day, because it comes out it comes out August 5th at 8 a.m.
August 5th at,
8 a.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time.
So what's that
for us?
So what's that in Australia?
What is that in Australia?
Yeah. What time?
I don't know, like 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's about 6 or 7 p.m.
Cool.
There are a dumb amount of numbers ahead of us.
I really loved that game. I know a lot of people like criticized it because they wanted it to be a GTA, but I never saw it that way. I thought the city lent itself to the story, and it wasn't based on anything like that. And so I hope that they keep it like that. I don't want another GTA clone. I just want a story based game. And I love the Mafia series.
Yeah, Mafia 2 was amazing.
I love Mafia 2 up until that part where you had to stealth through the warehouse or whatever, or slaughterhouse or some shit. I don't remember exactly where it was.
When it was on fire or something? Yeah, when it was on fire?
I don't even think it was on fire. I think it just stealth through. Oh. It said stealth through at one point, and I was like, this is not a stealth game, and the mechanics for this suck dick. Because, like, if you get spotted at all, like, mission, you have to start all over again. Yeah, mission failed.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, like, kill people, but just, they can't be noticed either, so you gotta, like, drag their bodies and hide them or whatever sort of thing. And I was like, this isn't fucking Hitman. Like, yeah. And your mechanics suck for it. And so I think that's about as far as I got in the game. I think I got to that and I was like, I can't. This sucks. It's like Batman. I can't get past that fucking tank level, so fuck it.
Wow, yeah. You've given up on Batman?
I haven't touched it at all.
Well, let's talk about that. And what are you watching?
Thumbs up.
Are you watching closely?
Like you're pleasuring yourself, Doug. And he is.
I love this song.
Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin Doherty.
What?
Kev, what have you played this week?
What have I played? So yesterday, that was a Sunday, by the way, for all you guys caring about the days of the week. I played...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm done for real. That'll be the last time that you hear that forever.
Why forever?
Until next week.
Am I gonna die or
no?
After this, we're gonna take you out, and not for a good dinner either. So, what I did over the weekend, I played a game called Choice Chamber, which is perfect for streaming. I stream on Twitch, by the way, if you did not know. twitch.tv/KevinWK.
Or twitch.com/Darth_Anthem.
That's not mine.
twitch.tv/OMFG. It's Doug.
Oh, yeah, it is Twitch TV. So it's twitch.tv /Darth_Anthem.
Or the8bitgeek.com/... Twitch?
Yeah.
I don't really know what that page is.
Or
www.2girls1cup.com.
That's it.
This is... So you played a game.
So this game you stream.
Let's just get this over with.
The thing is, everyone in the chat room is involved. It'll ask you some questions on the side of the screen, and everyone votes. So say, like, what kind of weapon should I use? And so people either vote for a bow and arrow, sword, or hammer. Then they ask what kind of jump I should have. They have double jump and high jump. There's no other jumps in there, just double jump and high jump. Then there is
pogo.
Enemies. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over me being awesome. So then there's enemies. You could choose large or small enemies.
Pogo.
Bogo. What is this, like Payless?
No.
Buy one, get one?
P. Pogo.
I don't know what you're talking about. There was no pogoing in
Pogo.
This mission. So you go on like that, and people help you throughout the game. They can send you hearts. They can drop bombs on you. It's all pretty much you're at the mercy of the people in your chat room. It's a really cool game. It's on Steam right now. It's called Choice Chamber. It's $9.99. I highly recommend picking it up if you're a Twitch streamer. It brings out the best and worst of the chat room. Depends on how nice you are to them. Apparently, I'm an asshole because they kept making me pogo jump for the whole goddamn 2 hours of me playing it.
Pogo.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh.
And then reading, I am almost done with 14. I am chapter 63 of whatever 80-something chapter. It is amazing. Read that book. It is Peter Klein's amazing, yeah. amazing. We're going to have him on the show hopefully very soon, and I can talk to him about that book.
I tweeted at him last week. He responded like the next day and was like, yeah, for sure. We'll do, you know, once I'm done with these deadlines, he's working on the next X-Heroes book supposed to come out in October.
That's awesome.
So I know he's been busy with that. But I really want you guys to like at least read the first book before we have him on.
That's my next book. No, that's my next book, actually, as soon as I finish 14.
Kind of feel like you guys should read it before.
No, I'm going to get into it. I just got to find it. I don't
As he looks behind, we can see it from here.
No, it's right there.
No. I don't. That's the 8-bit geek copy. I don't want to bend it. I don't want to make it. I don't want to make it go bad.
Doug, let him borrow your copy.
Just kidding.
I bought a copy. I know where I gotta have it.
But I'm almost finished with that book, and it's fantastic. 14 by Peter Klein's. Check it out. And that's pretty much all I have this week. I've been watching stuff. Like I said, I was really bummed about Roddy Piper passing over the weekend. WWE Network has this one thing where they have a series called Rivalries, and they show some of the best rivalries of the WWE's had in its history. And there's one definitely worth watching, especially right now, because so much bullshit's going on with Hulk Hogan. Well, he brought that on himself. Fuck it. But it was Hulk Hogan versus Roddy Piper. It's an amazing documentary. I would highly recommend taking maybe 45 to an hour out of your day and just watching that if you have the WWE Network.
Awesome. Dougie?
Playing games, it's still pretty much just Ark. We got a T-Rex last night, so that's fun. Finally got our first T-Rex.
Oh, nice. Cool. I'm going to get on and lose it.
Please don't. It took so long. That motherfucker took forever. So been doing that. As far as watching, Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp on Netflix.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Oh my gosh, it's so fucking funny. It is amazing. If you liked the movie, you're gonna love the show. Like the show is, it's funny because it takes place beforehand. It's like a prequel, which is
but they're
hilarious.
All older.
They're so much older. It's so funny. Bradley Cooper looks the same. So is
Paul
Banks
Rudd.
And Paul Rudd. Yeah. It's so funny so far. We've got 2 episodes left. We're about to finish them tonight, and then I was like, oh shit, it's like 7:30. Like I can't finish this. So we have 2 episodes left. There's only 8, which is such a bummer. I really hope they make more because the show, it's so fucking funny. David Wayne and Michael Showalter are just brilliant. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people in this show. It's absurd.
Yep.
And then I watched some movies at a friend's. I don't think I talked about them. I watched them a couple weeks ago, but I've been talking about them now because I hadn't seen them yet. So John Wick, finally saw that movie.
Good shit.
So good.
Right?
So good. It was so good. And then like 2 days later, we watched Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. I hadn't seen that one yet either. Because I wanted to go see Rogue Nation.
That's a good one too. That's the one with the late the fat guy. What's his name?
No,
help me out. He's the most recent movie he's in is Hunger Games.
No, that's the one before. That's Mission Impossible 3.
That's right.
Ghost Protocol is one that just came out a couple years ago that was in Dubai.
Find your family.
Yeah, no, Philip Seymour Hoffman isn't it?
I'm Philip.
No, but
I'm gonna find your family.
What's interesting is that the quote unquote bad guy in John Wick is the bad guy in Rogue Nation.
Ooh.
Or not Rogue Nation. Sorry, Ghost Protocol. It's and like the same. It's
connected it's story like, then. Hmm?
Yeah, I was like, we're watching it and I was like, this motherfucker looks familiar. Like, what do I know him from? Literally, IMDb. It's like the second thing on his list was like John Wick, and I was like, oh yeah, like you're the dad in John Wick, like the dude with the stupid Theon son.
Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah. Did you not see John Wick?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, my bad.
That was his
sorry.
Up son.
I just saw a big headline here. It says Google went down for 2 minutes and yeah, website did. Traffic dropped 40%.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 minute outage. Wow. 2 minute outage caused the world wide web to drop 40%.
Wow.
Whew.
That's and impressive.
Google's like, you need us. Mm.
That's insane. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, I almost feel like their stock would go up at that point because of people going like, we should really invest in Google. Like, holy shit. Damn. 40%. That's insane. So, anyways, that's what I did. That's what I watched and played, and I haven't really been reading anything, so.
I have been highly addicted to Skyforge. I play that.
Way to go, Kev.
My bad.
I play that every single night and every single morning when I get up. I cannot think about doing anything else.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. I can think. I do other things, too. But I am thinking about playing it right now while I'm doing the show. Other than that, I have been watching... I just watched Mr. Robot's latest episode, so that's a show that you guys need to get into if you're not into
it. I literally got a text about it today from my buddy Caleb, so who was like, holy shit, dude. I love Mr. Robot. I'm like, bro, I haven't watched it.
Dude, it is so good. You would get into it big time. And then Rick and Morty. Love that show. It is it's on again. And then, just catching up on Gilmore Girls, so...
Oh, yeah? Watching that Gilmore Girls? Watching that Lorelai and Rory?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lorelai and Rory. Going crazy.
Are you watching that with Ashley?
Yeah, she started at season one, and she's been nonstop. There's 7 seasons. Someone help me, please.
Yeah, I'm aware. Katie has all of them. And now they're all on Netflix. Luckily, she hasn't watched them yet. Like, almost every summer, because she's off work... Like, that's all, not all she watches, but she just watches, like, Friends and Scrubs and whatever we have. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Netflix, for opening up so many new shows for her to watch that she's only been watching Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, BoJack Horseman, like, and all these other shows. But she just marathons because she doesn't, you know, she doesn't do anything else during the summer.
And she's
but it
pregnant,
used to be,
so.
Like, last summer, literally every day was fucking, and I was just like, can we not watch this? Watch this. She's like, why? It's so funny. And I was like, it's the music, I think, is what.
Listen, after 45 episodes today, I'm just over it. So can we just watch
something
else?
But they're so witty and there's so much pop culture stuff. And I was like, yeah, no, I get it. But also, it's not good.
That's funny. All right. Well, that's our show, everybody. Remember, don't listen to this.
Absolutely skip this episode.
This episode.
Of course, you tell us at the end of the episode.
Oh, shit. You made it this far?
Man.
You should have read
Sorry,
the title.
Guys. If you made it this far on this episode, you are a true fan, and we want to give you money. Kevin, take
Jeremy,
over.
Jeremy, put it on the card.
Yeah, hold on. I got a stack of like movie and game giveaways right here, actually, in front of me.
If you made it this far on this shitty episode... Mm-hmm. We're gonna give you something right now.
Yeah, let me find something that's good.
Read the Steam code off the air.
I could do that.
Yeah, do it. And then
read it on the air.
I've got shit from like loot crates and whatnot. I've got like a how about Street Fighter 4?
No, I want that.
Arcade edition for Steam.
No, I need that.
Nope.
God damn. What else I got? I'm trying to see what hasn't expired yet. I've got The Conjuring, digital copy of The Conjuring.
Oh, that's good.
That's still good. That one expired like 2 days ago, god damn it.
Yeah.
We also got Man of Steel.
Oh, let's give that away.
Man of Steel.
All right, Man of Steel.
Do you just want me to read the code off? That'd be so funny.
Do it.
That would be awful because the first person who listens to it's going to get Man of Steel.
So what you got to do to get this, three easy steps. Go to flickster.com/getuv, G-E-T-U-V. Enter the recommendation code shown below, and you'll add it to your collection. The code is H-J. I don't know the alphanumeric. Like, what is H? Hector.
Hand job.
Hand job. Hand, H-J. H-J, hand job. G-T-M. Get the money.
Get the money. Hand job, get the money.
No one's going to be able to decrypt this.
2JC6QCB. Charlie Bravo. Hand job, get the money. Two jobs.
Fuck.
Cost $6. Charlie Bravo.
And if you do not figure that out, hit me up on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter, and I will give you a Steam game.
or we'll just actually just send you the code.
Either way. Do I got? Let me see what I got. I'll give away.
Oh, man, I got so much stuff on Steam also.
Okay, I'm going to give away. That. I'm going to give away the Dead Space pack. If you haven't played Dead Space yet, let me know. I'll hit you up with Dead Space 1 and Dead Space 2. That's Boom. What I got.
Boom. Okay. If you've made it this far. A lot of people probably have already stopped listening, so no one's going to receive any of this shit. Nope. So,
and you know what?
If you've listened this far, I'm going to give away a code for Grand Theft Auto 5.
What?
What?
F is in Frank. U.
I'm going to use this. Hold on.
C is in cocksucker.
Oh, man. Oh, K. Man, I've also got the Dark Knight Returns Deluxe Edition.
J is in Jeremy.
That's Snapshot.
E is in Jeremy. R is in Jeremy.
Hey!